Hi, y'all. This is Maya. You're listening to Maya's Mix. And today, I was happy to bring you a mix of interesting songs. And you're going to hear some great beat. It's happening, yo homies. We got it going on. Me and you are going to chuck the rules of the English language out the window and have us some real fun. Yes, I am going to defy my natural instinct, and I'm going to be playing songs that are demonstrations of how we can violate the English language, the rules of the English language. And I'm chucking it all out the window, and I'm ready to find some fun in the songs that have both titles and lyrics that clearly are not quite grammatically correct, or they might be showing some colloquial language. So I'm excited to be doing that with you. I'm going to be with you for the next hour here on KSKQ, because you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. We're going to start off with the song that actually inspired me to do this whole theme. It's called Breaking Every Rule, Language English, and it's by Corner Shop. And I couldn't find much information about it anywhere. I wanted to find the lyrics in written form, and I just couldn't find it. It's from an album called Elvis Sex Change, and I am going to start with that one since it inspired me to do this whole theme, and I ended up finding a number of songs that fit the category. So let's start off with Breaking Every Rule, Language English.
Got marriage problem and I'm not even married. I'm breaking every rule in the English language. Eating beef sandwich with no beef in it. I need parental guidance cause I think I'm a daddy. Breaking every rule, language English. I'm streaking over every cricket wicket. I'm breaking every rule in the English language. Breaking every rule in the English language. Get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Thank you.
when the radical priest come to get me released. We's all on the coroner's week, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Come Around Here No More. That was Tom Petty. That song was suggested by Kerry Bader, and Ben Hudson also suggested doing Tom Petty songs since he has a number that would fit the theme. If you're just tuning in right now, the theme of my show is violations of the English language in the titles and lyrics of songs, and we certainly do have a bunch of songs that fit that category. Before that song, we heard a song that was suggested by Ashish Mukherjee, and it's For You and I, and the performer is Karen Ann, is the name of the artist, and as you could hear, it's over now for you and I, and actually, it's for you and me, if you really, it was someone who had to get their songs edited by a proofreader and pass the test, then it would have been for you and me. But that's the fun of it. Before that was Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. And that song was suggested by Crystal Hannon. And so what we're seeing with these songs is that it's mixing up the objective and subjective pronouns. So it should have been Julio and I Down by the Schoolyard. Julio and I. But that's the fun of it. We started off with Breaking Every Rule Language English by Corner Shop. And I just want to point out that that song is actually a little bit longer. I ended up, it's unusual because the second half of the song is totally different, and it sounds kind of, like a different artist almost even. And so I want to learn more about Corner Shop, the performers, but I chose to play the first half of the song, which was relevant. So you're listening to Maya's Mix, and in case you're just tuning in right now, I'm, as you might have already been able to tell, I'm covering songs that have a different take on English. I got inspired also by this song that you're hearing right now. It's Smashing Pumpkins, and you can't tell in the lyrics on this one. It's just the title. The title is Apples and Oranges. But it's spelled, apples is spelled A-P-P-E-L-S instead of L-E, and oranges is spelled with a J instead of a G. So I found a number of songs that have had spelling, stretched the limits on spelling in the titles. And so there was this Apples and Oranges by Smashing Pumpkins. Then there was also a song by Coco Rosie, and it's called Beautiful Boys, and the boys is spelled with a Z, boys. And here, I want to play you a little clip here.
All those beautiful boys, pimps and queens and criminals. Tattoos of ships and tattoos of tears. All those beautiful boys.
So I like the song, but I'm just giving you a clip since we have so many to choose from. But so Apples and Oranges misspelled, Beautiful Boys misspelled. And when I say misspelled, really, I know that that's kind of not the way of identifying it, since the artist has obviously meant to spell it that way. It's just a different way of spelling it. And so I want to say that I fully honor and respect the way that in this art of music, the performers actually can, and the writers can choose how they want to use language. And so for me, even though I have found myself being a little bit anal about the way English is used, I was an English major and somehow my brain got programmed into that. I've been known to even correct signs in grocery stores and restaurants. It's kind of an addiction. And when I watch TV, it's kind of fun to always kind of groan when I hear people saying language that's not quite grammatically correct or whatever. So, but I want to say that this is a fun way of stretching those boundaries for myself and seeing the true value and art of language in all forms. And so this next song is something that I wouldn't have guessed that I would play, but as we're looking here at the songs that have different spellings in the titles, this one is, the name of it is TikTok. And and it's spelled T-I-K-T-O-K. And actually, even the K's are uppercase, and the vowels in the middle are lowercase. It's by Keisha, and even her name is something that would fit into this category, since the S is a money sign. So you might have heard of her. The song is from her debut album called Animal, which Rolling Stone magazine called repulsive, obnoxious, and ridiculously catchy. And indeed, I wonder if some of you are kind of clenching your teeth and in anticipation of this, having to hear this song. But I want to tell you that even though it doesn't fit the style that I normally would consider my taste to be, I really got intrigued by it when I heard an interview a month ago on NPR. And this is a 22-year-old, Keisha is, who grew up in Nashville, and she really sounded like an intellectual when she was being interviewed. And her, even though the style of her music is kind of not, it's different than that. A lot of her songs would be, you could say that they violate the rules of the English language, both in the titles and in the lyrics, since it's lingo, you know, it's jive talk. So I wanted to give us a little taste of this. I'm going to play the whole song. This is TikTok by Keisha. And also, just so you know, in the set after that, I'm going to be playing a song called How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore by Prince, kind of a lesser known song, even though he has lots that would fit this category. And then also Take On Me, it's a cover version of it that's that I found really interesting. And then It Ain't Me, Babe. So that those are the ones that are coming up. It's a range of different styles. So let's listen to this next set. This is TikTok by Keisha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. Ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up, cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Po, po, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no.
call me girl.
Looking for babe.
the ledge, babe, go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe, I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone to die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You say someone to pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call, and we'll love you for your life and nothing more.
It ain't me, babe. It ain't me, babe. That was Johnny Cash and June Carter doing that version. The song was suggested by Sarah Kowalski. And so it isn't me, babe, is how I would say it. And Take On Me was before that. And that version was Ani B. Sweet. The song, the A-ha version is the one that you probably know. And that song was suggested by Carrie Bader. And it's interesting because I was thinking about this. So Take On Me, the band is the original A-ha that wrote the song. They're Norwegian. So I was wondering, is it because they don't have English as a, you know, their first language that they wrote it? I mean, that they named it like that? Because Take, so the song, the title, Take On Me, really, it's take is a transitive verb. So a transitive, it shows action upon something or someone. So it requires a direct object. And so in the phrase, take me on, me is the direct object, and it's placed correctly between the verb and the preposition. But take on me doesn't really make sense because it has no possible direct object except for me, which is placed incorrectly. So anyway, so that was a, okay, I'm going off on a tangent here. So take me on is how I'm going to say it. No, but that is the fun of this whole show and the fun of these songs. I love it. Let's stretch the rules. Let's throw the rules out and let's embrace all these songs. So how come you don't call me anymore was the song before that, and that was Prince. And the artist was suggested by Molly Ballou. And as Molly says, Prince is famous for crazy English. Of course, his name at one point defied the dictionary. That was because Sony Records said they owned the name. But also, most of his songs are English whack. Thanks, Molly. That was great. Yeah. The other songs that he had tons that I could have played today. So like Money Don't Matter Tonight, the two being a number. I Would Die For You, the number four, the letter U. I Want to Be Your Love. One Night Alone, N-I-T-E. So I decided to play Why Don't You Call Me Anymore? Or as he would say, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore? With a U. And we started off with TikTok by Keisha. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon here in Ashland. And today I am having fun going through all these different expressions of our language. We're looking at colloquial language, which is appropriate. It's, you know, casual and formal conversation rather than formal speech. And I was looking at one of the song suggestions, which, let's see, it was Crystal Hannon that she suggested Honky Tonk Badonk. Actually, let me play you a little bit right now. What do I think? Honky Tonk. I want to play you some Honky Tonk Badonk. Oh, I see. Oh, no wonder. Okay.
Girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but don't get down. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you want to swing along. Got it going on like donkey kong.
So that's a fun song. Trace Adkins. I know him from when he was on The Celebrity Apprentice. there's Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, which is sure appropriate. And then also looking at the honky tonks, I also found the song Honky Tonkin'. And it's, so I found two versions that I had. One was from Rose and the Maddox Brothers. Here you can hear a little bit right now. We'll go honky tonkin'. It's from their album America's Most Colorful Hillbilly Band. And a honky tonk is a type of bar with musical entertainment, which is common in the South. And the term also relates to various styles of 20th century American music. And this song, Honky Tonkin', is a 1982 hit single that was originally by Hank Williams Jr. As you can see or hear, others have done their own versions. So that was Rose and the Maddox Brothers that you are listening to here in the background. But I found a version that I wanted to play for you after getting that taste of it. This version is by Devin Spruill and Paul Carreri. I've played music of theirs before. But this is their version of Honky Tonkin'.
When you are sad and lonely, I have no place to go. Just call me up, sweet baby, and I'll bring you along some dough. And we'll go honky tonkin', honky tonkin', honky tonkin', honey baby. We'll go honky tonkin' around this town.
for all those people out there, love.
To you.
Every day to my dismay, I imagine being innocent. Behold the 21st letter of the alphabet. All my life I've been searching, ever since my obligation to find who you. But my patience grows thin, cause you was just a letter surrounded by a better image of a sister who's new, but of a different marriage. Marriage takes discipline, a problem that exists within the American culture I resist against. But I must recall, and I trust it all I learned through life is giving way to a wife, y'all. Cause I want, I need a companion to be the knowledge I read and the love I receive through moms and my palms is a long life. So here I pray for the day I have a strong wife, or a strong son, or daughter, or strong both. My foundation of values, I think I'll make a great coach for them and warn them of sin, and maybe by then they can nip it in the bud before it begins. So hey, if you're listening and you're wishing for you like me that you have in store, maybe I could be the you for you, and you can be the you for me too. I'll bet if I lose it's 5 cents, if I win it's 5 decades more, a life of the wife and 2-3 kids. My parents want grandkids with big heads like mine, running and jumping on the bed with my brown shots. It's sort of a pressure to be married and chill, but tearing on emotional gaps need to be filled. So I'm sort of social lonely in the spare time. Most of the time I'm busy working on a beat around. I don't want just a sex partner, female friend, a buddy to be played with like silly putty. I want to be played with like playing a spindle, wet it, mold it, bend it, let it hard, never dwindle. That's called longevity, different than what you read and see on TV. So hey, if you're listening and you're wishing for you like me that you have in store, maybe I could be the you for you, and you could be the you for me too.
them shallah. Refugee education number one. Here we go. Banana.
Get yourself an education. Well, we're educating ourselves today by listening to all these songs. You just heard a little short, clip of, I mean, the full song, Ba Na Na Skit by MIA, 36-second little clip on her CD. That was, on a CD that Phoebe gave me. Thank you, Phoebe, for that. I hadn't heard Ba Na Na before. We also heard I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That was Otis Redding's version of it. And Laurie Holtquist and Crystal Hannon suggested the Rolling Stones version. So it certainly, I think that is maybe the song that comes to mind first when people hear about this, when brainstorming songs for this topic. If you're just tuning in, I'm playing songs today that have some sort of infringement on the basic rules of English in the titles and or lyrics. So I Can't Get No Satisfaction is one that pops up into people's minds pretty quickly for this theme. And before that, I played I, Me, Mine by the Beatles, and that song was suggested by Nick Vianney. We also heard You by Arrested Development, and that's just the letter U. And if you're listening to the lyrics, it would say, hey, if you're listening and you're wishing for a you like me that you have in store, maybe I could be the you for you and you could be the me, you for me too. Yeah, the fun with pronouns here. We also started off the set with Honky Tonkin', that version was Devin Sproul and Paul Carreri. So I was looking back through my past shows and I realized that I've played a handful of songs that would fit into this theme. So like for, what was it, the U topic, January 15th. Ain't You, wait, no, let me start. The song that I played, Ain't Is You or Is You Ain't My Baby, that would have been appropriate, obviously. And then the sun topic for May 22nd last year, Ain't No Sunshine. So that was, that would be appropriate. Nothing But a Hound Dog, and that was played for the dogs and cats theme on June 26th. And Nothing But a Hound Dog. So, you ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. So can you imagine Elvis shaking his pelvis while trying to sing the grammatically correct version? Okay, so you cry so frequently as if you were a hound dog. It wouldn't have the same ring to it. Yeah. Ain't nothing but a hound dog? Well, I think that works. So that's what language is for you. And also, you know, speaking of Elvis songs, All Shook Up. So that was one that I was thinking of playing, and I found a version that I want to play for you right now as I talk. So this one is by Gregorian Chant. This is their version of All Shook Up. I'm just going to play a clip.
God bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you thank when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
I liked that version. It's the Gregorian chant. I think they really are. I should have done the research, but they are a group of Gregorian chanters. So I'm not going to play the, well, you're going to get to hear it in the background as I let you know that McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter of KSKQ LP 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon, providing communications engineering, solid state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777. You can email engineering@ashlandhome.net. KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio. And you can help support the station too. If you like what you hear, you can become a member. Membership starts at $50 a year, and it'll help keep us going, which is important. So you can go to www.kskq.org and click on the Donate Now button. Or you can send your tax-deductible donations to KSKQ, P.O. Box 67, Medford, Oregon, 97520. And I encourage you to email me if you have any ideas of what themes you want me to focus my show on or any songs that you'd like to hear. I haven't decided on the theme for next week yet, but I'm even thinking of stretching the boundaries and maybe doing something without a theme. It does take me a lot of time to put this together, and I enjoy every minute of it, but I think I might try to find some different rhythm of sometimes not doing themes. But www.kskq.org/Maya, M-A-Y-A, is where you can check out the blog and listen to all the past shows. Maya@kskq.org is my email address. So I encourage you to stay tuned in and, check out the blog and stay in communication with me because I want to play what you want to hear. And I'm always open for new music. So let's move on and go to a song that, so the name of the group is appropriate too for this theme, since it's the name of, it's a duo, it's She and Him. And the artist was suggested by Derek Keevil for another show, for my last show. So I'm going to be playing their cover of You Really Got a Hold on Me, which was written by Smokey Robinson in, and it was a 1962 top 10 singles hit, done by the Miracles at that time. So it was quite famous, and this is an interesting version of it. So this is You Really Have a Hold on Me, otherwise known as You Really Got a Hold on Me.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you. Oh, you treat me badly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me. You really got a
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the sea shark clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss.
Whatever happens, we've got us. We're closer than pages that stick in a book. We're closer than ripples that play in a brook. Wherever you'll find him, you'll find me, just look. Closer than a miser or the bloodhound's Deliza me.
We're closer than Smog when it clings
and
to L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK. Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue. And when it's a sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing.
Swing to the sky.
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring.
A ding ding. Happy New Year. And now to repeat what I said at the start, they'll need a large crowbar to break us apart. We're alone but far from blue.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We'll make all the late spots and then a few more. We'll wind up at Jilly's right after Tootshaw.
Life is gonna be a wee wow wee
for my shadow and me.
Bad movie where there's no crying, handing the keys to me in this red line. Where the lock that you locked in the suite says there's no prying. When the breath that you breathed in the street screams there's no science. When you this is a life story, so there's no climax, no more new territory. So pull away the IMAX. In the slot that you sliced through the scene, there was no shyness. In the blood that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity, no faded film begins on a kid in the big city, and no cut to a costly parade that's for him only, no dissolve to a sliver of prey that's his new lady, where she glows just like grain on the flickering pain of some. Not haunted, it was your heart hurting, but not. not for too long, kid. In the socket you spin from with ease, there is no sticking. From the speakers, your fake masterpiece comes serenely dribbling. And when the air around your chair feels a heat, that's the flames licking beneath the clock on the clean mantelpiece. It's got a cold clicking like a crow. And his editing suite takes 2 weeks stitching. I'm so bad movie.
You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. The song that you just heard was suggested by Nick Vianney, and the group is Okraville River, and the name of the song is "Our Life Is Not a Movie or Maybe." Yeah. So obviously, it's a stretch there, or maybe. Yeah, I liked that song. Before that was Me and My Shadow by Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin. Or it could be My Shadow and I, if someone came in and did a little editing there. And we start off with You Really Got a Hold on Me by She and Him, their version of it. And She and Him, the artist, was suggested by Derek Keevil. So I am going to play one more set for you and then call it a day. I've enjoyed the show. I wanted to share with you a quote that I discovered. This is James Nicoli, and he says, "The problem with defending the purity of the English language is that English is about as pure as a crib house whore. We don't just borrow words on occasion. We don't just borrow words. On occasion, English has pursued other languages down alleyways to beat them unconscious and rifle their pockets for new vocabulary." Isn't that true? Well, in these songs, we're getting to hear words that perhaps were rifled through pockets to find in other languages, pulling them out and bringing them into our own language and our own culture. So I'm going to play, the next song is Lay Lady Lay, and the Bob Dylan version might be the one that you know, and that one was suggested by Crystal Hannon. I'm going to play a version cover by Cassandra Wilson. So instead of lie, lady, lie, lie down, this is lay down, which is appropriate for the show.
Make him smile.
his clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. You're the best thing that he's ever seen. Oh, lay across my big brass bed. Why waited long for the one you love when he's standing in front of you?
Now something's gonna give. mountains, the land, the tides, they are turning. We gotta hold out our hand right now.
Listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dope, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. Want you there, yeah.
The Way I Are. That's the name of that song, featuring Carrie Hilson and DOE, and that the artist is Timbaland. And I ended up stumbling onto a website that had people had written in about different songs and grammar and stuff, and I found a comment on this one. It was a woman named Lori who says, just wanted to make a little comment about the song The Way I Are. Yes, people talk like this all the time. Teaching kindergarten this year, it seemed like I was correcting grammar as often as I was redirecting behavior. You would be horrified to hear some of what I hear every day. The sad thing is, as long as musicians continue butchering the English language, children are going to continue thinking that's the way they're supposed to talk. So I hear her, and I can understand that. I can understand that viewpoint. But then on the other side of it, it's also, music is a form of artistic expression where it is kind of liberating to be able to play with words and put them into different ways of working with them than we think of in the, you know, teaching it in a kindergarten class. So it's interesting. It's thought-provoking, that issue. And I want to say that even though I can see that perspective and I can totally understand that, I also am now kind of looking at it from the other side of really appreciating language in all forms. And I really have appreciated being able to go through all these different song ideas. And thank you so much to everyone who gave me ideas for songs for today that I got to play. And I wish I could play all the other ones too, but I'm out of time. So there's going to be some music that's going to continue that's loaded up that is appropriate for the theme. And at 4 o'clock, you're going to get to hear Carson's show, Latitude 42. And we have Brandon coming in to do his normal show, Fungal Junk, and that's at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, we have the Friday Night Reggae Dub Experience with DJ Rob. So those are all shows worth hearing here on KSKQ. And like I said, email me if you have any ideas for songs or show ideas, maya@kskq.org. And I'll be back here next week at 2 o'clock. And I'm going to end with a song that feels like it is appropriate, even though the title, you wouldn't guess it, Another Brick in the Wall. This is the part two version of the Pink Floyd set. If you listen to the lyrics, obviously you'll find out that it is relevant to this theme because we don't need no education. So this, I felt like this was appropriate to wrap up my show. It's going to continue on with playing some other songs that are going to be loaded up for you to hear that are fitting the theme too. I think the next one, let me tell you what you're going to be hearing actually. Me and Bobby McGee. And then who knows what else. It'll be a surprise, so stay tuned. Okay, thanks guys. Here is Another Brick in the Wall, Pink Floyd. Oh, part two.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Thank you.
your meat. You can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
If you don't eat your meat.
Yes. Can't you behind the grandstand.